in 4VVY in Hickory Tavern. Anybody on frequency?
WLM Taylor's Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima.
Lima Lima, is that it?
Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima, KA 5 WLL.
5 WLL, okay, well, I'm a ways from Greenville, down toward Lawrence, and then down further. Anyhow, yeah, we lost power this morning about 5, and then after that we had trees go across the line, so, and the road, so we're stuck. I just thought I'd jump on here and see what's up.
Nah, we lost power here about 6:30. I'm on battery. The looks like there's, last I heard, they said there was estimated over 500,000 people in South Carolina currently without power, and listening to the net on the 147-135 net is active, and they're reporting that the eye wall is over Oconee area and heading north. So once the eye passes, it should be starting to clear up.
For that, thank you. I appreciate it. You said the net's on, what, 147?
On the N908 repeater, 147-135, and that's got a DCS tone of 311.
Well, I'll be clear. I just wanted to holler and see if I could even hit. How am I sounding into the repeater?
A bit of a scratch, but that's probably because of the weather. But other than that, you're full quieting, solid copy.
I just had to run out to my mobile. I had a station set up at the QTH, but I had to take it down for several different reasons and move it out of the room to make the room available, so I hadn't got it back up yet, so just jumped out on the mobile here. Will you take care, stay safe, and 73, this is KN4VVY.
VY, KN5WLL. Roger that. You stay safe down there, too. Be careful, and if you don't have to go out, I wouldn't advise it, but it sounds like you probably can't if the trees are across your drive. Stay safe. Talk to you later. KA5WLL clear.
KB2HXS portable. BWA, KB2HXS. BWA, KB2HXS. 2HXS portable listening.
Patrick. Still got power and doing good, Duncan, and there was a double with you there, so let's pause just a second. SW. You and Miss Susan doing okay?
Got back from my work called off last night, and but I took her to work, got home, and then had to go back and get her, and life's not made it home. Power's been out here since 6.
Fortunate for us, we still have power up here. It's been flickering, but it hasn't gone out yet.
Down was either flooded, a tree down, or a power line down.
Duncan's in here with us, so let's give him a chance to come in here.
Nick, this is KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. And, yeah, I just wanted to just say, hey, I'm looking out the window, and it is really hitting us hard right now. Probably the strongest gust I've seen. And we've been without power for about 2 hours now. So that's all I just wanted to report. Send it back to you guys and be safe. KO4JKV.
Well, I'm monitoring the frequency as long as I can. Still got power here, but I don't know how much longer. And then I've got backup power. So if you need anything, we'll see what we can do.
Hey, serious wind, but it's changed directions now.
And earlier this morning, somebody said the storm was over Oconee County right now, so this ought to be the worst of it coming through here shortly. And you didn't quite make it in.
KB2A check says portable.
How are you and Miss Sally doing?
Stand by. Some of the better now?
You're solid.
We have no path. There's four trees down across the street from the property. And we're not going to have power for a while. I'm on a portable. I'm on HP right now. I had to go to an exterior window to get some signal.
Ken, you made it home yet?
Made it home about 10 minutes. Star line right there at Target and the little cut-through road is all down. The signal lights are down and everything. There's power out everywhere. And there's a little subdivision back over that way. There's trees and
And Dave doesn't live too far from you. I don't know exactly where Dave lives, but I know it's not far, so maybe y'all can keep an ear out for each other.
Yeah, what part of town are you in?
Ingles on 290.
All right, I'm up here off of 14 and where Taylor's Road comes up. I'm going to keep my portable on as long as I have batteries.
My portable on and that, but all the way to Hampton, the power was out.
Pat, I'm sure of that. All right, well, listen, I'm gonna keep the radio on. I got two extra batteries, and I've got my my mobile out in the car if I need to go out here. But I'll be listening out, guys. Thanks for hanging in there, Patrick.
We'll be monitoring the repeater all day, so I'll do what I can to help everybody. At least know where somebody's at.
I'll keep the HP on in case anybody needs. Now, the South Carolina Heart Network, they're up and running emergency, so don't go on there. They're looking for check-ins from the local counties, I guess the heads of the counties. So, yeah, don't use the heart system right now.
Yeah, I can't get the heart system from here anyway, so the heart system and PRN, I can't receive them.
Well, 145.130 is part of the heart system. That's up on Cedar's Edge. You should be able to hit that repeater.
To the ridge, I've tried.
Oh, John, I've got to go on being called. See ya.
Hey, Dave. And Ken, you and Miss Susan, be careful out there. I don't want to tie up the repeater, but I'm monitoring and do what I can for somebody. KO4HK, clear.
KO4HKX, KA5WLL.
KO4HK.
You doing this morning, sir? I see you got power. You still have power. Our power's been out since about 6:30, but so far 6:10's been solid and 8:2 is down, so I don't think you can hit 8:2 anyways.
ND7J. KO4HKX.
Well, I'll say morning, but I won't say good. I've probably got 13, 14 trees down around here. My 70-foot tower's laying down, stuck in a tree. One tree's up above buildings, and that's just a tree through the roof. And I have three trees blocking me to get out of here if I needed to. So we're not having a good morning.
Nobody's hurt. The rest of it can be replaced. That's the main thing. So, if there's something I can do, I know I couldn't make it to you. Because the roads are all closed down around here, but maybe somebody listening close by can give you a hand if you need something, Bob.
Oh, yeah, I've got a bunch of friends from the Jeep Club, but right now there's nothing we can do. It's still here pretty. It looks like in the next several hours, actually, it looks like we're going to get a little bit of a thing to the radar. Maybe the next half hour, so we might get a little light break, which might allow me to go. And look around a little bit. A stop, but it looks like it might lighten up. And then after that, I appreciate it. And actually, the antenna, which is hooked to the blades in a tree. So, and I can still hear HF on the 40-meter beam.
Well, I'm glad you're safe, and pray you stay that way. And, again, reach out. If there's something we can do, we'll do all we can. Go ahead, Leroy.
But I think the best thing for this right now is just kind of stay sheltered until this sort of dies down, then we can get it sorted out.
The generator building didn't get hit. That's still running.
Got to put ours in the service this morning. I haven't had a chance to get outside yet to do so, but the here in a little bit when the wind dies down, so I'm going to try to get that done.
Yeah, it looks like we might be getting a little breather here, and I may try to run out there and survey the damage real quick and then duck back. ND7J, I'll be standing by as long as I can with what I've got to work with.
Stay safe, KFWLO.
You stay safe out there, KO4HKX.
Yeah.
Mark 4HKX here.
You didn't get your giant sail out this morning?
Hopefully it is okay where it's at. I don't have any cell service to check on it, so. And he don't have a radio, so I can't check on it until cell service is back up.
We've been down power for a little while now, so. Did I hear you say Ken got home all right?
Him and Miss Susan are at home, and they're fine.
All right. Well, I'm not going to tie out the repeater. I'll monitor it. KO4, CES, and I'll be standing by. Stay safe, Patrick.
Emily, take care. And, again, I'll be monitoring as long as possible. So if you need anything, reach out. KO4HKX.
KN4KFW, monitoring.
I'm going to sign, too. I'll be monitoring for a while. KFIWLF, stay safe up there.